We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse for a quick draft recap edition of the show. Won't go too long with you today, maybe 15 minutes on a quick commute, but happy to break down some picks as I just finished the Infinity Sports Network draft show with JR. Had a really good time with that. Great to react to the picks live. Great to also leave the building before midnight, but that's a different story, but I don't know. It's nice. Had a good time, though, for sure. And really, the draft itself, Michael Penix Jr., the big surprise. The Falcons had a choice of either signing a big free agent quarterback or drafting one. And they chose both pills. So I don't really know how the fallout's going to be from that. Packers make a selection, which I think a lot of people, this always happens. You always get locked into somebody, and we all decided Cooper DeJean's who we wanted. Cooper DeJean's still available because we did not take him and nobody else did at this point. Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle, Arizona. Okay, so I think what happened here with the Packers was we thought they'd take a cornerback. They like these kind of guys. He's got a good RAS score. If you don't know what that means or why that matters, it's like the only thing the Packers care about. But he's got a good RAS score. He's versatile. Maybe his arms are too short, but I got small hands, okay? I got small. There's never been one person I've put my hands up against, even myself. I put my hands up against my own hand, and people are like it is creepy. I tell you about my arms being all short. The next time any of you, if you see me at a game or something, say Bart, and then say, let's do the hand thing. And I will have finger length shorter hands than you. Okay. So I sympathize with this man, this tackle out of Arizona. Versatile though. What does that sound like? That sounds like exactly the kind of guy that the Packers like, whether it's Elgton Jenkins or Zach Tom or whatever. I'm not going to complain about taking an offensive tackle. I told JR and Hickey on the show, I said, so the Packers took a guy that is versatile on the offensive line. He can protect Jordan Love. We don't have great depth on the offensive line. We've been complaining about losing Bakhtiari forever. And it's a guy that I said I am – I think the phrase I used was something along the lines of, I'm cautiously excited because this is what we always do. I don't know. There is a propensity. I typically, and I'm not telling you how to fan, but I will in a minute. I typically am somebody who, when the Packers make a pick, I will say, okay, convince me why it's good. I will typically take that approach instead of me saying, oh, really? Let me convince you why it's bad. I typically won't do that.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Into the Winklerverse, a quick draft recap on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, the Packers at 25 taking Jordan Morgan. Some of the notes on him: he likes scary movies. He has tattoos of Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, and Pennywise. So that will be a fun story to get to the bottom of. Who will be the first Packers reporter to ask him about that? Should I set the odds for that? I would say, gosh, minus 200, Doug Russell. Plus 105, Mike Clemens. Plus 200, Jason Wilde. Trying to think where Packers.com goes into that mix. I think Steph Sutton would ask a question like that. She's always out of left field. That they got a whole segment on it. I'm not. I love Steph. I'm just giving you the odds here. I don't know if she could be in there. Something to chew on, something to think about as you break that one down. He had a torn ACL, so that's cool. But he came back from it. Now, he can play on other sides of the line, but typically he's played tackle. Here is the Dean Brugler recap of him. Quick-footed blocker, he displays range and aggression in the run game. He might struggle in pass pro, over-aggressive. Overall, he struggles to anchor mid-slide versus power. I don't know what that means. But he's a balanced mover. He can survive a tackle, but his skill projects better at guard, similar to Matthew Bergeron. Matthew Bergeron is somebody who obviously plays for the Falcons. So, again, I'm not going to be somebody who tells you why I don't like the pick. I'm going to be somebody who wants you to convince me as to why I should. So I'm fine with the pick. I think looking at some of the mocks, he was mocked in the 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 range. Would you have liked it better if the Packers traded down and got like another fourth? Would that have been better? They do pick right away, not close enough, in the second round, as we'll all be watching the Bucks on Friday night. They pick, this is the Jets pick from Rodgers. So they get number 41. And I think there's still a lot of cornerbacks available. What may have been the case here is if the Packers liked a lot of different cornerbacks, they probably thought, well, let's get our linemen here. And then if we like so many of these guys and the difference is negligible, then let's try to settle in on one of them. Whether it's Kool-Aid McKinstry whether it's Cooper DeJean, whether it's who else might be in this mix? Rakestraw Jr. out of Missouri, DJ James. So there's still a lot of cornerbacks. I would think that they take a cornerback at 41 if they stay there. And my just thought is, it's just like when you're doing a fantasy draft. Like, do they want to take a cornerback? Probably. But they know that tackles are hard to come by. And, you know, they can't make it. Have another team make the – you know, you've done that in a fantasy draft. Someone else will make the decision for me. That's what we'll do. Somebody else can make the decision for me. Into the Winklerverse, special bonus shorty. Thanks to our friends at Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Promo code is BART, gummies, tinctures, lip balms, and the like on this little bonus episode. I need to talk about the rest of the NFC North. I need to figure out what your deal is.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
So I thought the Bears had a good night. They had the number one pick. They drafted Caleb Williams. And then they drafted Romo Dunze at 9. He's great. So my thought was, I don't know how much longer we can do the Bears still suck. And I did put that online, and a lot of people online had kind of the same sentiment. Oh, well, they'll screw this up. They'll screw this up. They're the Bears. They'll screw this up. They're the Bears. That's like something you know how as Brewer fans, we say, we're the Brewers. We suck. But if somebody else says that to us, we're like, oh, screw you. You can't say that. You don't have the right to say that. While the Bears have sucked, and we do own them at this point, on this current day, it does seem like, can we leave it alone? Can we just acknowledge that they had a good draft, at least a good first round? Yeah, they haven't won any games tonight because of it. And we'll see what Caleb Williams is, but I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. Now, I did say that about Justin Fields, but you didn't ask me that. No, they'll screw it up. They always screw it up. That's the same comment from everybody. No, they'll always screw it up. They always screw it up. At some point, they won't. Believe it or not, at some point, they won't. And I think it's just, like, what's the deal? Are you scared? I think that's what's happening. I think a lot of Packers fans are a little afraid. Bears got better. Bears have been getting better, okay? Ever since the guy christened their stadium with a prayer, they've had nothing but good luck. That was weird. They got better. The Bears got better. If you can't admit that, then you're afraid of them. If you can't admit the Bears got better, you can admit it. You won't, though, because you're afraid. I also thought the Vikings got better. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be that great. But they didn't have to really move up that far to get him. So they got their guy. They must have been spooked that the Broncos were going to trade with the Jets. We took a lineman. We all thought they'd take Brock Bowers. The second trade that the Vikings made, that's a little different, because what happened with that trade was they moved up and got Dallas Turner. No defensive player got taken until number 15. And then Dallas Turner, who was projected to go, really, we thought he'd be the first defender off the board at 8 to Atlanta, who drafted Penix Jr., that's a great pick for them. But they gave up a lot to get him, and that is kind of interesting. I think I talked to Tej Seth from Sumer Sports, and I keep bringing this up, but he said the next, like, thing is for front offices that are comfortable in their future to make trades with front offices that aren't. And so the Vikings are choosing to try to make a bigger difference now and let next year be next year. But if you're Jacksonville, you can capitalize on that. So to move up 6 spots, the Vikings gave up a 5th rounder this year, but then also a third rounder next year and a fourth rounder next year. I got to see the Jimmy Johnson value chart. I think if I'm moving up six spots, like I'd be willing to give like a fourth or a fifth and then maybe like a sixth next year. To give up a third and a fourth next year, I think that's incompetent. I think that, and now Dallas Turner could have been the number one defender off the board. So if they really like him, fine. But this is a good move for Jacksonville, who are fighting adversity with Tony Khan being injured the night before. It's a good move from AEW. Good job. They got some play off that. But so next year, I got this tweet from Field Yates. The Vikings have just three picks in next year's draft, a first rounder and 2 5th round picks. And they could change that and they could make some trades and they could be more proactive and we'll see what they do with the rest of their draft. But that's a big chunk of picks to give up. So I am a little surprised in that. But the Bears and the Vikings had good nights, at least good first rounds. You have to be able to admit that. Even the Lions, when they jumped us to pick at 24, I think we all thought they were going to take Cooper DeJean. They did take a quarterback. They took Terrion Arnold, who I think was ranked higher. Just to, I don't know. What does it matter? Ranked, not ranked, you know. Teams take who they like, just as Brian Gutekunst. He will prove that to you right away. But I thought it was a pretty ho-hum draft. You know, I was really excited to do the draft show, and it went great. Watch it on the Infinity Sports YouTube. But I thought we'd get more like, whoa moments, or yahoo, or zoinks. Nobody's in this building. Or more, hi, chihuahua. Adios míos. I thought we'd get more moments like that. And the Penix Jr. thing was the only thing. Now, Kirk was blindsided. Oh, shucks. He's got guaranteed money. Look, if I had $100 million guaranteed for 4 years, you could make my replacement sit in my lap and talk into the microphone the whole time. For $100 guaranteed, I don't care. I don't care if I never take another snap. Yeah, start him right away. I don't care. Well, you won one playoff game. You made $400 million. Kirk Cousins now all of a sudden has the itch to win a Super Bowl. All of a sudden the competitive fire is under Kirk Cousins. Okay. The Bills made a lot of weird moves. I saw Nick Costos tweet, Xavier Worthy will no doubt cook them for 3, 145, and 2 next year. But the Bills, they traded out. We think they need a receiver. They traded out, and then these teams started taking receivers that were projected third rounders. So that was kind of, I guess, a little bit of a surprise later on in the draft. I think this was a good night for the NFC North, and the Packers are included. All right? I know that you guys all fell in love with Cooper DeJean, who is still available. Right? He is still available. You got to look at the draft like I look at the NBA playoffs. It is a story. You can't judge after just a chapter. You got to judge the whole thing. But, again, talk me into why I like the pick instead of me convincing you why I don't. That's the motto to have, I think. Basically, that's one of the chapters that's going to be in my book in why I'm a better fan than you. I'm going to write a book about how to be a good fan. I know other people can pretend that they're in charge of fandom, but I am. I tell you how to fan, and you listen to me, and I'm going to write a book about it. Because fan, at the end of the day, guys, is short for fanatic. And that's why I do this in the building of the fan. That's why I do this here. All right, that's a quickie into the Winklerverse. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow the YouTube. Don't engage with me on Twitter as much as Facebook because I don't get money on Twitter, but I do get Zuckerbucks. So go like all my shit. Anything I posted in the last month, just go to Facebook and start liking it. I'll make a couple of dollars. Do that. Go hurry. Go do it. Go. Yeehaw! Oh, hey, Sparky. What are you doing here?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.